with SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Philadelphia, where Vice President Harris and former President Trump will participate in their first debate and what could be their only face-to-face encounter during the race for the White House. There's been a change at the top of the Democratic ticket since the June debate, but polls still show a close presidential contest. And it's no accident that tonight's 90-minute debate is being held in a battleground state. 19 electoral votes are up for grabs here in Pennsylvania, a state seen as crucial to both campaigns. I'm Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Philadelphia. Now with more news, here's Keith Peters.
The ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live tonight on the Salem Radio Network. A suspect is in custody after a teen was hurt in a shooting at a Nebraska high school.
Families rushed to Omaha Northwest High School after the shooting was reported by the school resource officer during lunch. Omaha Police Deputy Chief Sherry Thomas said officers quickly responded to the school and found the victim inside. Thomas said police believe the shooting was an isolated incident between two students. The suspect was arrested about half an hour later. Students started to reunite with their families later in the day, but the release is a slow process. Thomas said a 15-year-old was critically injured in the shooting and rushed to the hospital. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
As Tropical Storm Francine barreled toward the Louisiana coast Tuesday, residents made last-minute preparations such as filling sandbags, buying vehicle fuel, and stocking up on necessities to face a storm forecast to reach hurricane status before reaching land. Governor Jeff Landry said midday Tuesday that South Louisiana residents have about a 24-hour window to batten down all the hatches. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 92 points, the Nasdaq rose 141, the S&P advanced 24. This is SRN News. There's a new study of church attendance.
It might be summed up by saying the more you go, the better you will feel. The report from the Journal for the Scientific Study of Religion finds that attending worship services improves people's mood, but only if they go regularly. Those who only darken the door of the local church a couple of times a year don't enjoy any improvement in their emotional well-being. Sadly, other polls indicate that regular church attendance continues to decline in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. Two planes were damaged in a taxiway accident at Atlanta's airport.
The wing of a large Airbus A350 jet bound for Tokyo hit a smaller plane operated by Delta subsidiary Endeavor Air headed to Lafayette, Louisiana, and caused visible damage. Passenger Jason Adams is a meteorologist with WFTS. He was headed to cover tropical weather. Adams says the collision sounded like jarring metal scraping sounds, then loud bangs. He posted pictures of the tail of a smaller plane knocked sideways and laying on the taxiway. Delta says the passengers were rebooked and no injuries or fire were reported. I'm Jennifer King.
Jittery residents living near where a gunman opened fire on a highway in Kentucky are taking precautions they never thought would be needed. Brandy Campbell says her family's gone to bed early and kept the lights off since five people were wounded in the attack last Saturday on Interstate 75 in southeastern Kentucky. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.